Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
American music on the Savage Nation. Love this song. I love B.B. King. You may not know this part of me, but I'm a blues lover. He's the best. Of course, there are others. Oh, yeah, I know. We can talk about Pelosi and Obama's amnesty and the idiot with Obamacare. I get it. But I'd rather listen to B.B. King for a minute. Let's hear it. This is a rare one. 1988 with Bono, of all things, when he was known as U2. The idiot's door flew off his Learjet last night. Not BB, but Bonehead. Anyway, whatever. You're not listening already because I'm not bashing Democrats and liberals. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Must I go to the lowest common denominator to get your attention? Must we continuously cull the bottom of the pickle barrel to get you to listen to conservative radio? I'm not going to do it. If I like B.B. King, I'm going to play B.B. King, and then maybe I'll do the news, which I will do. I'll talk about it. We have the father of the soldier whose dog was ripped off on the show today, and thanks to you, he's going to be on Fox News tonight. That's right, you heard me. First of all, the person who really gets the credit is the New York Post reporter who was on, and then, of course, the Savage Nation kicked it nationally. And now Fox News has jumped on it because, of course, they have to get their ideas from somewhere. But I'm glad they're having him on, unless they'll cancel him now. But last night I was driving in the car and I was listening to music, and I just love B.B. King, When Love Comes to Town. I also heard another song I love, and this is quintessential American music. And as I told you, my plane, well, let's say the family plane, was forced down in, strangely enough, in Tennessee last year. Remember that story? The oxygen masks came down. And I was forced to land in Tennessee in Memphis. I had no desire to ever be in Memphis, Tennessee, ever. But fate put us down in Memphis. We had nothing to do for 4 hours. So we rented a car, and the local driver, black guy, you know, took us around. I said, first thing I want you to do is take me to a barbecue joint. He said, I'll take you to Beale Street. I was the best ribs I ever had. And on the way back, he said, have you seen Dr. King's memorial? I said, no. And that moved me. I told you that. I did a whole show on that one. But I didn't know that B.B. King was from Memphis. Had I known, I would have gone to his barbecue joint. This guy was born in 1925. He performs 300 concerts a year. He has diabetes. How does he do this? You know how old? He's 89 years old. He does 300 concerts a year. He has diabetes. He doesn't stay home waiting for Obamacare. The guy was born in a... Are you listening to this? You want to hear an American story? Was born in a cabin on a cotton plantation in Mississippi. He didn't have Obamacare. He didn't have affirmative action. He didn't go crying to Jesse Jackson. He didn't burn his cabin down. No, he liked to sing in the gospel choir at Elkhorn Baptist Church in Mississippi. Age of 12, he purchased his first guitar for $15. He didn't wait for an Obama guitar. He did not wait for an Obama guitar coming from the White House. He bought his first guitar. And then he paid for lessons. He didn't wait for the government to give him lessons. Began in West Memphis, later Memphis radio station. And listen to this. This is B.B. King, one of the great American musicians. He got the nickname Beale Street Blues Boy, which was later shortened to Blues Boy, and finally to B.B. That's where his name came from. You have just a, oh yeah, moment. Also, you don't know who B.B. King is, but here's the funny part about B.B. King. Despite having been born in a sharecropper's cabin in Mississippi, apparently penniless, despite all of his poverty, guess what happened later in his life? Did you know that the Republican National Committee had him perform? Oh, what? That's right. The evil Ku Klux Klan and the RNC had B.B. King perform. And wait, it gets even worse. The Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, that's George Bush, granted him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Because it was great, great music, one of the most influential blues guitarists of all time. He inspired so many people, you know, after, but he's still living, he's not dead. He has 50 grandchildren, 15 children. pretty good track record. He has lived with type 2 diabetes for 20 years. High-profile spokesman in the fight against the disease. But he isn't sitting at home waiting for Obamacare. Did you know that B.B. King was granted this honor by George Bush? Were you aware that the Republican National Committee had him play at the RNC? Did you know about that? You didn't know that. You'd assume that they wouldn't. Because according to Obama and the vermin in the Democrat Party, they hate blacks. According to the vermin in the Republican Party, they could never have him perform. Well, they did, though. You don't know anything about this. The country has become so polarized under this demon in the White House, it's hard to believe that this nation can still survive. I mean, everybody in America loves this music. Everybody loves this music. Now, wait, I'm going to get into a little more American music now. Don't worry about it. We have Don Grommet, the soldier's father, on. We have a spokesman for the K2 Kennel Club, the K2 Kennel that took the dog. We have the whole thing. We have all the news. We have Russia. We have China. We have Mexico. We have the enemy within the White House. We have it all. Don't worry about it. Border crossing by Turks. Oh, yeah. Purging in the military. Yeah, we have it all on the Savage Nation. But I need to have some fun, and so do you. So in the car last night, I have a great system in my car. The old, I named my car Wilhelm when I first bought it because it feels like a Wilhelm. It's a, I think it's an 09 V12 Mercedes S600 that I bought new. I can't sell it. I realize it's not worth very much. To me, it's as good as new. But the thing was, it comes with a great Harden Kardon sound system. So some nights when I'm driving and it's late, and I want to just tune out of the world. I never listen to talk radio. I don't listen to talk radio at night. I turned this on, and I heard this song. I cannot believe it. Let's play Everybody Knows on the Savage Nation.
Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes.
It gets even better. This is Leonard Cohen with Everybody Knows, and it ends with, and everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. 1988, Leonard Cohen. I love this song. I didn't know who it was. When I first heard it last night, I thought it was, it had to be a black blues singer because the voice has that tenor to it. Turns out to be a Jewish guy from Toronto. Go figure. Leonard Cohen's another guy, almost 90 years old. Great music. So we played When Love Comes to Town by B.B. King and Everybody Knows by Leonard Cohen. For some reason, both by from 1988. I didn't pick them because of the year. It's interesting to me that it was 1988. And the first version, When Love Comes to Town with B.B. King, it was sung with U2, who was known as Bono, who was then known as U2. And Bono's in the news today. His Lear 60's door blew out last night on a little jaunt from Ireland to Germany to give himself an award. The cargo door blew out of his Lear 60 and with all of his luggage. I don't know where the luggage is, in the North Sea or fell down in a French farmhouse. Let's hope it fell into the North Sea. But it's interesting that the Sun article on Bono's plane's door blowing out and he could have died last night said that the Lear 60 is worth £50 million. Where do they get these numbers from? That's a $6 million plane. I mean, I know private jets. How do the newspapers make stuff up like that? Is there no fact checking? It's not a £50 million jet. It's a $6 million plane, which is what? A £4 million jet? They're off by 10, 15. That's all. So let me tell you something. I'm playing some American music today. Obama's doing things that you can't imagine. He's continuing to purge the army officers. That story is so big, it's heartbreaking. The dictator-in-chief is in China telling us he's going to do what La Haza wants them to do. Yes, La Haza wants them to grant amnesty. And whatever La Haza wants, he will do. If La Haza wants him to grant amnesty, he will do it because he wants to please La Haza. And he doesn't care if there's laws. He doesn't care if there's a Congress. He doesn't care if the American people just said, please leave the office. You're a nightmare. No, no. He continues to attack the Statue of Liberty with a chisel and hammer. Or shall I say with a hammer and sickle? It's the Savage Nation. We're open for business. 855-400-7282. Now I feel like playing more music. But instead, I'm going to play for you a political piece that's real fun. Here is the Looney Tunes of all Looney Tunes. Here's Nancy Pelosi, better known as Bela Lugosi's granddaughter, where she says the reason they're throwing her out of office is not because she's an abject failure, not because her left-wing politics are out of sync with everybody in America except the university types, but because she's a woman. Let's listen to clip three.
So I have the liberty of, if you want me here, I'm happy to be here. If you don't, I'm proud of what we have done together. But it just is interesting as a woman to see how many times that question is asked of a woman and how many times that question is never asked of Mitch McConnell.
Always go back to basics. When you get in trouble, fall back upon sexism, racism, whatever you have to do. Never admit that your policies are out of touch with the American people. It's the Savage Nation. The phone over here is 855-407-282. Any number is fair game. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. John Lee Hooker, one of the greats. Playing a little blues music on the Savage Nation, only because I want to. One be up. Yep. Hey, this guy was born in 1917. He died in 2001. If he could go to that age, and Leonard Cohen's singing at 90, and B.B. King is almost 90 and performing 300 times a year, I think I'm going to stay in radio another 30 years. No, these guys are my inspiration. I'll tell you the truth. Listening to these guys and seeing how talented they are, I mean, makes me wish I had a musical gene. I don't. I do not have a musical gene. I wish I could sing. I probably could sing, but I don't. I have the voice of a singer, but I don't sing. My voice is that of a singer. I get it. Maybe I'll pick up singing one of these days. I've done a rap song or two on the show over the years. People loved it, but I never went into it. I was good at it when I made it up on the spot. But you listen to musicians who are this good, and you have to ask yourself, is there more in life than the two dimensions of radio? I mean, the truth is, I'm not knocking radio. I love radio. You listen to me on radio, and you're listening to them on radio. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the way it's being talked about and what everyone's talking about every day, the same way every day. It's impossible. We just had an election. There was a landslide. There was an earthquake. We have a dictator in chief. It's not my job to do anything about it. It's the job of the gullet, McConnell, and the drunk, Boehner, to do something about it. It's their job. What do you want from we the people? We elected you, you morons. Go and do something about it. Don't ask us to do anything. We did it already. So that's why I'm doing music right now. And we'll do what we have to do on the show to keep you informed of the news. But my God, you think I'm going to every day get up here, Democrat, Democrat, liberal, 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 Democrat, progressive, liberal, progressive, progressive, not good. Liberal, not good. Liberal, not good. Progressive, not good. Progressive, not good. Why? Big government, no good. Big government, no good. Big government, no good. Big government, no good. Liberal, no good. Liberal, no good. Progressive, no good. Progressive, no good. That wasn't too bad. That was a good rap. I just need to put some keys behind it. We got to get some keys behind that one. Well, I just got it out of my system. Everybody knows that I got it out of my system. Now let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation. Let us go. Where's this? Oh, here we go. Connecticut, WDRC Radio. Devin, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I went to go visit my father today, and your name actually came up. We catch you when we can. And we happened to both catch the program a couple days ago on Good and Evil. And it just sparked the greatest conversation between me and my father. So I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Oh, the show I did on Monday was a one-off, best show of all time on the What Does the Devil Make You Do That You Don't Want to Do? Is Does Satan Exist? Do You Believe the Devil Exists? That one.
Yeah, it just sparked just a great, almost philosophical slash conversation.
So how do you feel about me playing B.B. King today and Leonard Cohen and John Lee Hooker?
Together that much closer. So thanks, Mike.
All right, didn't hear a word I said. Thank you very much. As long as it brings people together and I'm having fun and I can pay the electric bill, what more do I need? And buy the occasional beer, scotch, bourbon. 855-407-282. When we come back, Don Grommet, the dad of the officer, the military guy, the soldier whose dog was ripped off from him by the army. We're going to get to the bottom of this. He's on Fox News tonight, but you heard it here first on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation across America and the world. The other day we did a story, Help Find Maddie, where a dog, a war dog, who fought alongside a soldier in Afghanistan was severely injured along with the soldier when one of the Islamo-fascist IEDs blew up underneath them. They both came home disabled, and the soldier flew on the crate of the dog all the way home from Afghanistan. I mean, this is just so heart-wrenching. He signed the transfer papers in Afghanistan under a law which would give him his dog. It's allowed to be done according to a law Bill Clinton signed. And got back. They took the dog away. The dog tried to tear himself out of the cage, he said. He was ripping at the iron bars and crying and screaming. But the soldier wasn't worried because he trusted his army. He trusted the papers he signed. The dog didn't know anything about it. The dog may have known more. The dog continued to try and rip the cage apart to get out to run to his soldier. But the soldier wasn't worried. He trusted his army. Well, guess what? The dog is missing. And the lieutenant colonel who was in charge of the transfers told the father to drop dead, basically. The father is with us now. Don Grommet, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Don, where does the story stand today?
Well, I've recently found out that Lieutenant Colonel Vargas is not really a lieutenant colonel any longer. He's retired, that he is just a GS worker at the Pentagon.
Oh, he kept a nice little job over there for himself. I see. And does he have the dog?
Yeah, it's one thing after another.
No, I'm saying, but does Vargas have the dog?
No, he does not have the dog. He did adopt the dog out. Some of the things I found out was that a kennel that had the contract, a subcontract, to take care of military working dogs lost the kennel, and Mr. Vargas posted the adoptions on the Internet and got rid of over 100 dogs in less than a week.
Oh, really? And was there any money transferred in getting rid of the dogs?
I have no way of knowing that. All I know is it was a very rapid dispersal of military property.
I see. And the dogs were those who fought alongside our soldiers, no doubt. But your son doesn't know where his dog went. That's the issue, right?
Right. My son does not know where his dog went.
Okay. So the trail went cold. Now, Don, I have paid my lawyer to start the investigation out of my own funds. I have alerted my lawyer to file a Freedom of Information Act, but the Army's going to pass the buck and say they don't know what happened is what they're going to do. I'm listening, you know, my audience is millions of people. Website is about 2 million people a month in traffic. I'm asking anyone who's listening to this show who is a detective, a private detective. I had one such offer to contact me through the Savage Legal Fund, which is listed on my website, and offer your services. If you can do it pro bono, that's what we're going to take. We need someone to go down to, where was this transfer done? Do we know where it actually transferred out of what state?
It transferred out of North Carolina, out of somewhere around the Fort Bragg area.
And that was all done this year, Don?
Yeah, it was all done in February. The dog actually went missing February the 2nd.
All right, so it's not that long. It's a kidnapped dog. They've kidnapped your son's dog, and the dog should be on a milk carton right now. Have you seen this dog? And so we put him on our milk carton, the michaelsavage.com website. And if anyone's seen this dog, he's a German Shepherd. He's a Czech Shepherd. He has tan legs, right?
Right, he has a tan chest and legs, and he's a pretty big dog. He weighs about 90 pounds.
Okay, and we don't know what state he might be in, but if anyone's listening to this show who saw a new dog appear in your neighborhood in the last 6 months or so, and the people are proudly saying they adopted him from the Army and he's a great trained military dog, again, you can help get this dog back to its rightful owner by contacting Michael Savage only through the Savage Legal Fund, which is on michaelsavage.com. I don't have the exact address myself. I think we have it up there. I don't know where it is. Here it is. Bottom right. Legal fund. Sorry, your last action cannot be completed. I'm sorry. We'll work on this. We'll get it straightened out. We're going to try and get that dog back for you, for your son, Don. Don, with all this publicity, though, are other people contacting you to try to get Matty back to your son?
Yes. My phone has been just destroyed with emails, Facebook messages. It's been outstanding, the type of response that I've gotten from both the Michael Savage Show and the Maureen Callahan New York Post article. It's just been fantastic. I mean,
well, there's a picture of your son with Matty that will appeal to people, and it's on michaelsavage.com. It's of the helicopter, the gunship. There's three men and a woman in the team up on top. Then there's two men on the bottom. It's your son on the bottom right, a husky looking fella. That's him, right?
Yeah, he's a big tall guy. He's 6'8" and
oh, he's 6'8".
Yeah.
But those Islamo fascists blew him up pretty bad, didn't they?
Well, yeah, his lower spine was pretty much collapsed in a IED.
Oh my God, how awful. How awful. You know, here's a man who gave his health for this nation, and the military steals his dog from him for a few bucks. Someone made money on this, Don. You want my gut feeling? Somebody sold those dogs for a pittance, for a few pieces of silver. They made money off this, Don. That's why it was done so quickly. But wait a minute. Isn't it true that that dog was taken at the airport by K2, the company called K2, the kennel company?
But they're just a contractor for the government. They did what they were told to do.
No, I understand. We have a spokesman for them coming on in the next hour on the show. But what did the what happened to the dog from K2? Where did it go from there?
It went back to Fort Bragg.
So K2 only picked up the dogs and then they turned it back to Fort Bragg?
Right, and then it may have ended up back at Fort Bragg somewhere along the line because. That particular kennel, which is a very renowned kennel, they're not, you know, it's not like fly-by-night outfit. They have some very well-trained dogs, and they, you know, they provide...
I get it, but we don't know where the dog is. In plain English, K2 had nothing to do with getting rid of the dog, right? They did their job, to be clear, and then they turned the dogs over to Fort Bragg?
Right. They're not responsible...
Okay, so wait a minute. When they turned it back to Fort Bragg, where were the dogs put? In a kennel at Fort Bragg?
They are examined by the veterinarian at Fort Bragg and then evaluated by the military staff at Fort Bragg to see if which way they're classified. A Cat 1 dog is a completely functioning military working dog who can be still deployed or used by police departments or federal law enforcement. A Cat 2 dog is still a working dog, but will only be adopted out to a police department and not a federal agency. And then a Category 3 dog is unusable either for mental disability or physical disability.
Now I'm getting worried. What was Matty, a 3, a 2, or a 3?
A 3. Matty was a class 3 dog.
Okay, so Matty was disabled by the same roadside bomb.
Right.
I'm getting an eerie feeling. Did they euthanize this dog?
No, I'm sure they did not euthanize the dog. I just have the feeling that Matty is still out there. Matty is still alive. And he's being well taken care of by a family, you know, and the...
But doesn't this family know that that dog was supposed to go to your son, according to all the legal papers that were signed? I'll bet that family doesn't even know that.
Probably not. And you know, the adoption process really wasn't an adoption process as far as they went. They contacted Richard Vargas through an...
Right, but why did Vargas get rid of these dogs so quickly? That's the one missing link in this whole discussion. Why did this ex-lieutenant colonel, why did he act so quickly to get rid of these 100 dogs?
Well, because when they did not renew the contract for the kennel that handles the overflow military working dogs, so they can only handle so many dogs.
All right, so Vargas was doing the right thing in his mind. He had to get rid of the dogs. He put them out there. But why doesn't he be nice enough to tell you who he gave it to? How hard would that be for him to do?
Oh, I don't think it would be hard for him to do it all. All you'd have to do is open up his computer, look at the records, and say, well, this is who has the dog.
All right, so we're appealing to General Dempsey. We're appealing to any higher-up officer in the Defense Department who wants to do the right thing for your son and for justice and the American way to look into this. I've been trying my best to do this without any legal acts because if the dog is returned, it's over. But if the dog is not returned, then we have to use hard-fought for funds. We're going to make someone responsible for it. And if any laws were violated, we certainly would like to see everything followed to the full extent of the law, Don. It's as simple as let's find that dog for your son. We have no axe to grind. We just want to get the dog back.
I have no axe to grind. I just would like my son to have his battle buddy with him until such time as, you know, they both grow old and Maddie, you know, dies of old age in the comfort of my son's home.
Unbelievable. Now, you're going to go on Fox News in a what, 15 minutes or so?
No, it won't be until 6 o'clock tonight, my time.
And that's East Coast time?
I'm Central Standard. It's 7 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay. Well, you're going to tell the people on Fox News your story. Is there some kind of address you're going to give? What are you going to ask the television audience tonight, Don?
I am just going to ask the television audience tonight that if anyone knows who has Maddie or the person that has Maddie, to please contact me. There is still a reward for the return of Maddie to my son of $5,000.
Wow.
There is still the American Humane Association and my dear friend Robin Gansert still will give a $5,000 reward and another military working dog that these people will never have to worry about giving back.
Okay, so we're not looking to hurt anyone. We're not looking to embarrass anyone. We're not looking to prosecute anyone. We just want your son's hero dog, your soldier dog, back, period, end of story. That's the whole story.
That's it. I want these two veterans, because Maddie is not a dog. Maddie is a veteran. He may have four legs and fur and teeth, but he's as much a soldier as my son.
God bless you. That's amazingly beautiful. Well, look, Don, we're not looking for any credit here, but it would help for my audience if you mentioned that the New York Post and the Savage Nation helped get the story to this level. Maybe your appearance on Fox will kick it up to another level. We don't know the reach of any of these outlets. The Post is really a nationally read publication on the internet. This show goes to 250 stations on the best stations in the country, drive time on the East Coast. Fox News is national. I really hope to God that a politician steps in. Has anyone tried to contact John McCain?
Yes, sir, I have. I've emailed Mr. McCain and still have not heard anything back from him today.
No, he's busy taking his medication today, I think. But anyway, we're going to continue to raise the awareness, Don, and we're not going to let it go until Maddie's back in your son's home, okay? We'll do the best we can for your gentle giant son, who was severely injured, fighting for us in Afghanistan. We're not going to leave anyone behind. In plain English, Don, we're not leaving your son behind, and we're not leaving Maddie in someone else's hands. We're going to do everything we can to get that dog back to your son.
Well, I thank you for all your assistance.
And again, I'm going to put it out on the air. If you need any funding, don't be afraid to email me at any time. I don't want you to go out of pocket on this. We'll do the best we can. Thanks, Don Grommet. We'll try to find Maddie. It's 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Unbelievable to me. I could do without Bono, but nevertheless, I found this one. I'd rather have the B.B. King version. The bonehead I can do without, the self-aggrandizing lunatic. Flies in a jet, and he's global warming. They all fly in private jets, and they're all against global warming. What hypocrites. The blues musicians aren't hypocrites. They are what they are. They're great. But these guys, forget about it. Anyway, here we are. Do you believe the devil exists? Don't call me on that one. We've been talking about the missing dog. We're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about Obama's attack on the military. I'm going to show you why my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, is more important now than it was before the election. Why? Let me ask you something. We had an earthquake last Tuesday, and it's as though no election occurred. When have you last seen a story anywhere about the earthquake? It's one of the greatest political upheavals in modern American history. Didn't happen. Didn't even happen. There's no vote. Because unless it's a minority vote, an illegal immigrant vote, or an anti-American vote, it doesn't matter, does it? Not to the lunatic in the White House. And I say stop the coming civil war because that's what they're going to give us if this keeps up. They want a civil war in the country. That's why I wrote the book. The maiden word is stop. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I didn't intend to get into this. But when I see how right I was, how prescient, how visionary this book is, Chapter 3, The War on Our Borders, Language and Culture. Here he is, executive action. 5 million illegals are going to be made citizens. And they're opening up the Department of Mexican Voting here in California. Late at night, so they can stamp out as many illegal voters as Jerry Brown could possibly. Do you understand what treason is? Do you know what sedition is? You want me to become a blues singer? I'll sing you the blues. It's about a country that got stolen by liberal thieves.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, here's what I think. The president should act in a bold manner, in a generous manner, and he should act quickly and swiftly. I've always said that the blessings of Thanksgiving should be bountiful this year for millions of immigrants that have been waiting for the Congress to act.
Like a father or the dog just died.
Thank you, Leonard Everybody. Cohen. I'll give him a piece of matzo. We'll see him in the casino. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I love Leonard Cohen's song, everybody knows, but it's amazing to me how prescient it is, written in 1988, knowing that the criminal, corrupt administration under the mad, loony dictator Obama has loaded the dice, and even though the election was held, he's acting as though there was no election and it was not held. And here's what really bothers me. You know and I know that McConnell and Boehner and the others in the Republican Party, they're going along with the amnesty. They're just letting him take the fall for it. And the reason I say they're going along with it is because they're not stopping him. They could stop him. There are many things they could do to stop him. He writes an executive order. They write an order that countermands the executive order. They defund him. They move to impeach him. There's 100 things they could be doing that these frauds are not doing. So don't tell me the dice are not loaded. Everybody knows that the good guys lost and that these vermin in La Haza are pushing this down our throats against our will and against the laws of the land. You know that and I know that. And that's why I've been playing blues music, because America's really singing the blues. The Statue of Liberty has been raped by this administration. The Statue of Liberty is being raped by this administration. And what do you want me to do about it? What do you want me to do about it? You want me to get a stroke on the radio because your fraudulent Republican leadership will do nothing? What do you want from me? I worked a year, a straight year. I wrote the book. 5 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It's on again this week because of you. It said stop the coming civil war. Have things gotten better? Has the psychotic shown any inclination to compromise with the American people? Has the psychotic lunatic Marxist in the White House shown any sign of wanting to appease the American people? No, he doesn't show any such sign. He shows all the signs of the madness known as megalomania. And the reason he's getting away with it is because Boehner, McConnell, and the other dolts in the Republican Party refuse to lift a finger to stop him. Don't sit there and wait for him to punch you in the nose again. Stop him before he does it. See, I love this. They're sitting there like beaten wives, even though they were just given the tools to fight back against this abusive husband called Obama. They're sitting here like beaten wives waiting for him to hit him again, saying, oh, if he hits us one more time, we're going to do something. No, that's not the way it works. We know he's an abusive husband. You know, if this was not a radio show, I'd use the right word for these two guys, but it isn't called politicians. It's a word that begins with a B, and it ends with a bad whatever. They're acting like beaten wives, saying, oh, he's a mean husband. I'm glad you saw what he's doing to us and to America. Can you please help us? So we help them. Now they're saying, oh, well, if he does it to us again, then we're going to do something. No, the way you stop an abusive husband is you take out a court order before he hits you again. That's what Mitch McConnell would really do if he cared about amnesty. But he doesn't. Don't you understand that they're answering to the Better Business Bureau? Don't you understand that Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and all of the other crooked companies, in my opinion, and I say crooked because of their tax dodges. I'll say it like it is. They use the double Irish to avoid paying U.S. taxes, and they're American companies that love this country. Are you kidding me? With their tax dodges, their American companies who love the country? You must be joking. You must be joking. Or token and joking. But I ain't token and I ain't joking. These are not patriotic American companies who use every tax dodge known to mankind to avoid the law. And what is it they want now? Cheaper labor. Throw more American workers out of work. What do you think amnesty is for? You think it's just for the poor Mexicans and the poor Guatemalans? You're mistaken if that's what you think. It's for the hundreds of thousands of skilled computer workers, IT workers, who will come here and work for 30 cents on the dollar compared to an American worker. What a shame this country has become under this imposter in the White House. But I don't blame him alone, because he couldn't get away with it for a minute if there was a true opposition party. If there had been a true opposition party for the get-go, the man would have been stopped at the starting gate. So I made my peace with the fact of the matter is that I have done all I can do. And when I look back, and I have to look in my granddaughter's eyes, if I'm still here in 20 years, and she says, Dad, Grandpa, I heard there was an America that was like this before I was a young woman. I say, yes, there used to be a border. There used to be a common language. There used to be a culture. There used to be a religion. It all got hollowed out and gutted by a bunch of crooked thieves. Crooked thieves who sold the country down the river for a lousy, stinking vote. That's what I have to say to my granddaughter. What do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. So I took the show and I steered it in another direction. I turned the entire show's emphasis on getting one dog back for one soldier. Thus far, we have been unsuccessful. Thus far, not one Republican congressman or senator has come forward to help that poor man get his dog back. So how do you expect these corrupt rats to give you your country back? If not one of them will step up and get a dog back for a hero soldier, what are they going to do, give you your border back? Listen, I'm almost foaming at the thought of what's coming. It's going to get worse if you don't listen to me. I want you to listen to this lunatic, John McCain, who says he's going to run for office again. Once again, listen to this nut in 16.
I definitely think that I would have to absolutely anticipate a Tea Party candidate or two or three. And everybody tells me that I'm the number one target of the Tea Partiers.
So John McCain is boasting, despite the earthquake that occurred, that the Tea Partiers are his enemy and that he's the antidote to the Tea Party. He's going to save America from the extremists who just caused a revolution at the ballot box. So he's on Obama's side. So who's the radical, Obama or McCain? How about both of them? Okay, let's take some calls. WABC, Bob, welcome to the program. What's on your mind? What's the topic?
I'm calling about this dog that's missing right now. I might be able to help fill in a few blanks. I was a contractor over in the Middle East for about 7 years. And the company that this guy Vargas is working for, at the end, when everything was winding down, they were the company that went in and did an inventory of all the property and either liquidated or left things over in the Middle East for upcoming Iraqi army to use. Right, so that's one of the things that you can probably find out is this guy, when he was lieutenant colonel, most likely was an Air Force lieutenant colonel and worked in a contracting command. And that's if you're going to get somebody and investigate it, do some work, that's where they could probably start looking first.
Well, wait, but he's no longer there. Now he's come back as a civilian employee of the Defense Department, so he's still somewhere in that labyrinth there.
So what they did was, but from the company, was the S2 Solutions, what they did was they hired a lot of people. That's the reason why I'm suggesting that he was probably a former contract in command, Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay, I hear you, Bob. Did they euthanize this dog?
I don't believe that they would euthanize a dog if it was worth money. And there's a lot of domestic contracting security companies that have government contracts right now that have used dogs that were war dogs that came back.
I see. So they're getting them 10 cents on the dollar. The government pays a fortune to train them, and the contractors get them for very little, and then they sell them for a fortune.
Right. The government uses these companies to liquidate that property.
I get it. The thieves again, the contracting crooks, take the dogs and resell them for 10 times more or whatever that they pay. They may have paid $100 for the dog and sold it for $50,000. God knows what.
No doubt, Michael. I'll tell you.
All right, so the good news here is that the dog is probably alive.
I'm hoping he is, and I would have to, if I'm not a betting guy, but I would say probably 50-50 chance that dog was either the soldier's dad is hoping that it was adopted by a loving family, but there's also a good possibility that dog is working right now with one of the domestic companies. There's several of them. They work at all the big government buildings, the courthouses. They use those.
Oh, that they put this dog back on the job. Injured dog. You're saying they would take an injured dog and use him?
Sure. If the dog can walk and do his thing and go around and
Oh, you mean he was so carefully trained to sniff out explosives that he can still do it even though he's somewhat handicapped or injured?
I'm sure the dog was injured, but if his I'm sure the soldier's dad could verify that. If the dog could still walk and sit and do everything he has to do in a in a civilian capacity, he could still do that.
All right. So again, I'm appealing to the wide audience of the Savage Nation. If you know of such a dog as this that is working in your building, tan legs, black and tan saddle, answers to the name Maddie, let's assume it's the same name, would you please notify us any way you can? We've got to get this dog back to its rightful military owner. That's all we're trying to do here. We're not trying to crucify anyone, Bob. You know that as well as I.
I know that, Mike. Listen, I got to tell you, I was there for a while, and there's not high up the food chain in the military. There are not a lot of dog lovers. The soldiers couldn't keep dogs. They couldn't keep pets. They said they were vectors for disease. And while I was there and working in Baghdad, I'm not going to name the company on the air, but they had one company. It's a very big company in Texas. And their job was to go around and scoop up all the dogs that the soldiers had on the camps and on the checkpoints, and they would euthanize those dogs. And one fellow who worked for me personally, $6,000 out of his own pocket, a civilian contractor, who took an Iraqi dog home and found it as a puppy, raised it, and that's
unbelievable. You know, I look at World War II documentary footage, and I see the men had dogs with them on the battlefield. Did you ever see those pictures?
Oh, sure, plenty of them. I was there. I had the opportunity. The jobs that I had, the opportunity to see a lot of those guys that worked in the high speed units that used canines.
Unbelievable to me. Well, I really appreciate the depth of this audience. And the heart coming back to us from guys like Bob listening on WABC. Bob, thanks. Look, we'll just keep working at it. The father will be on Fox News later. Maybe that will break it up a little bit, and whoever has it will turn the dog back and say, I didn't know, and then get the reward of $5,000. Or, you could contact us, help find Maddie, michaelsavage.com. Click here to read the story, and I don't know how you reach us. I still don't know if there's a contact for me. I'm impossible to reach, by the way. I don't get emails. I don't do public appearances. I do my radio show. That's all you need to know. The rest is, let others enjoy it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, so Obama the dictator is going to use his pen to push through amnesty, which he, by the way, can be stopped. If you think that defunding his activities is real, you're living in fantasy land. On page 176 of Stop the Coming Civil War, I already covered this. So stop buying the lie from McConnell and Boehner that they're going to not fund it. That's a bunch of crap. And I'm going to tell you that it won't work. Because Obama and his henchmen, mainly that creep Podesta, are using sleight of hand to do what they want to do. There is something, though, that they can do. The power of the purse doesn't exist. It's a myth the Republicans are putting out to mollify you. What they can do to overturn an executive order, and listen carefully, because you're going to hear people saying, oh, he can refuse to fund it. Ah, bunch of garbage. They can stop an executive order. They can overturn parts of an executive order. If the executive order is based on a statute, Congress can change the statute, thereby nullifying the order. You heard it on the Savage Nation. It's in Stop the Coming Civil War, the plan to save the country. We voted, damn it. Now Congress has to act in January. I realize that Congress can't overturn this executive order in November or December. That's why this creep is doing it now, because he still has his corrupt cronies there to do what he wants. But come January, the first day, instead of all the ceremony, call it back in session, go to power, go to the mats, and change the statute. Day one, Republican Congress, change the statute, nullify the order. Then take it to the Supreme Court. The only instance in which this does not apply is if the president is acting pursuant to an exclusive power granted to him by the Constitution. But Obama's executive order on immigration would not be such a case. It is not constitutionally based. Congress has the power to repeal a presidential order or terminate the underlying authority upon which the action is predicated. Who said that? The Congressional Research Service noted that in December 2011. Again, you heard that on the Savage Nation. Do I have to teach Boehner and McConnell what they can do? No, they know it. They just don't want to do it. I'm trying to tell you, it's all a giant game. McConnell the gobbler, Boehner the clink, are in on this executive amnesty with Obama. They're just going to say, oh my, we really oppose it. We're going to cut the purse strings. They're lying to you. They're lying to you because Podesta and the others behind the scenes, including this, you're not going to believe. You know the woman who wrote this little game he's about to play? You know who she is? She's a lawyer who's been there since Ted Kennedy. She's been embedded in this government since Ted Kennedy. She's a radical leftist. She wrote the statute upon which Obama's going to claim he has the right to grant amnesty to the millions of illegal aliens. It's all a fraud. He does not have the power to do so. He can overturn this executive order. They can overturn parts of the executive order. It is based on a statute. It is not based on a constitutional requirement. They can nullify the order. As far as refusing to fund the activities, I'll repeat myself until I'm blue in the face. It's a lie.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. The mad dictator is in China threatening to use the power of the pen to grant amnesty to millions of illegal aliens, wiping out our borders and our Constitution. The fact of the matter is we're going to talk about that again in a few minutes, but I want to go back to the topic of the dog, the missing dog, and the soldier. We have with us a gentleman from the company K2 Solutions, and he has something to tell us that's very important. Dave Whitmore, welcome, and thank you for coming on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dave.
So I understand that you turned the dog back to the military. Is that the last we saw of it? The last you saw of it?
Well, in point of fact, Michael, we never, when we're contracted by the government, we never have possession.
No, I understand the legality of it, but I'm saying your company, which does a great job, and we should all be proud of what you do, and I know that many veterans work in your company. You received Maddie, but then you gave it back to Fort Bragg. Is that the last you saw of him? David, are you there? Is there something wrong with the guest connection? Is someone working with me on this or what? Oh, yeah, I asked a question for which there was no answer. Yeah, he hung up. I get it. He had a script to read that he didn't want to go any further. That's my opinion. Or else he's welcome to call back. I mean, the gentleman was invited on at K2 Solutions, and he said that he's very happy to give information, to provide clarity, and the subcontractor, blah, 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 that owned the military working dog, and a whole story. But the minute I asked the question, there was no answer, and it was a busy signal. That's all. I read the press release, but I wasn't born yesterday. What I think I'm a damn disc jockey? They think I spun records before I did this. I don't care anymore. I'm finished with this topic. I'm done with it. You know what? Let him send us a written statement. I don't care about his line dropping. If it's not important enough for him to go to a landline, then forget about it. Ask him the question off the air then. Go and ask him. When did he last see Maddie? And I'll tell it to the audience. That's all I want to know. I don't want to hear a PR job about how they train dogs and they're all wonderful. Just tell me where the dog is. That's all. I'm General Patton of the airwaves. That's the kind of question and answer I give. I don't have time to have to be spun in circles here by everybody on the earth. Where's the damn dog? Yeah, I didn't own it. I didn't touch it. We never took possession. It was only here for a minute. And even though it was here for a second in the truck, we didn't touch it. We didn't really see it. We don't know the fur. We didn't even see the dander. We didn't even give it a biscuit. We don't really know. We moved it, but we didn't own it. We didn't touch it. We have no idea where it is or how it is. We know there's a dog. We know it's missing. We don't know how. We don't know why. It was in the kennel. It wasn't in the kennel. We didn't touch it. We don't own it. We have no idea. And God bless America. That's all. Like I was born yesterday. I'll be what now? David Whitmore says the last time they saw the dog was during the adoption process. Is that true? Neil, is that what you... He just told you that. During the adoption process. So he knows who adopted it? I don't know. Well, I mean, if he want... Well, yeah, I hung up on him because he hung up on me or disconnected on me. That's all. It's a simple question. I'm asking... We'll ask again. We'll have my lawyer send him a letter, which is, where was the dog last seen? How much can I possibly take as a radio host? You want me to take on the entire government now to find the dog? WABC Tom, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I spoke with you before. I also got your book. I love it. It's tremendous. What a research. And
yeah, I know. We're all doing what we can here fighting with this mad lunatic dictator in China right now.
And I was a Vietnam dog handler. They gave us a bunch of malarkey about what's going on. I'm calling from Jersey, born and raised in New York City. And every time I hear you, it brings back memories. I'm an old doo-wop singer, too. But
good for you. In other words, you sound like New York used to sound. People who live in New York don't even know what New York's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, well, we have an organization, a network around the country, Vietnam Dog Handlers Association. And there's also U.S. War Dogs. And we had a lot of guys that know how to research and locate where these dogs are.
Oh, now we're going to get somewhere. We're going to get fighters to go after this.
VDHA, Vietnam Dog Handler Association, .org, .com. You can probably get a hold of some guys that really know where to look and who to call and talk to. And we had about...
All right, Robert, would you pass that on to Don, the father? Did you just get that? Okay, right. VD, what was the name of the group, Tom? Because I don't like the first two initials. It's a little worrisome. VD?
Vietnam Dog Handlers.
No, when I heard VD, I got worried because Vietnam and VD clicked off something. Whatever. I'm joking. I'm trying to lighten it up, Tom. Yeah, but you got the joke?
I got it.
All right. Well, you're from New Jersey. I'm allowed to tell a joke every once in a while.
It's in New York City. What are you kidding me? Don't go too far. There's no lead balloons where I come from.
So, hey, look, Tom, in your gut feeling, is this dog still alive?
Yes.
He is. Yes,
because our dogs, they were worth about $25,000 to the government. You could, these things were, but look at what the government does on the other hand. They're throwing helicopters off the carriers. What do you
there
think?
You go, right. They're pushing helicopters in Vietnam off the carrier. They're selling C-130 transports for a dollar. They're turning into scrap. God knows, probably going to China to be turned into bombs. But the question is this. If the dog's worth $25,000, you're talking about in your era, in the Vietnam era?
They're probably much more now with the training they get.
Amazing. So let's say it's worth $50,000 today, the training that the military gives the dog. So then the government sells them off to a intermediary kennel company for probably $100, if that, maybe a dollar. Then the company turns around and advertises in magazines with guard dogs. They show the little girls, and they can kill anybody in the house. And they sell them, what, for $30,000, $40,000? So they're making a nice little profit on it. That's all.
One good thing, I have to say something nice about Clinton, but he signed that package. That was-
I know he did. I gave him credit for that. Wouldn't it be nice if Bill Clinton heard this appeal and did something? Wouldn't that be a feather in his cap? He could take his eye off the next purple dress for 2 minutes and find a dog.
4,000 dogs in Vietnam, less than 200 came back. They gave us a song and a dance that these dogs had this and that. They were the healthiest dogs that ever were. And the military, let's face it, look what they do with us vets. You think they're going to do anything better?
That's if they're willing to court-martial Marines for doing their job in a combat situation, what are they going to do to a dog, right?
Right, and I was hoping...
It's that simple. I know. I understand what this is all about. Cannon fodder. I read Paths of Glory. Did you ever read Paths of Glory about what the French officer class did to the men in the trenches in World War One?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you read Paths of Glory, you'll know how the military looks upon the enlisted man.
But the last book I read, and I'm still trying to digest it, is Stop the Coming Civil War. Fantastic. I hope many Americans turn around and read that book. They need it.
Yeah, Tom, you're one of the few who'll actually go out and read a book. The rest of them think they know everything. But thanks for calling the show. So let me go off the dog story for a minute. I'm getting excited again. I shouldn't. I started out good today. I played B.B. King. I played Leonard Cohen. Everybody knows I was doing well. Then I blew up. I blew it. I'm sorry to tell you. I just couldn't take another minute of this charade that's going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. Again, I'm going to read you page 176, because many of you are buying the lie that they're going to defund the executive order on amnesty. Here's what I wrote. If you think Congress can stop this administration's subversive undermining of the Constitution and the laws of the United States by cutting funding, you're in a fantasy land. Republican leaders like John Boehner and former Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan just don't get it. They refuse to understand that they're the victims of a master of legislative sleight of hand who has already taken over many governmental functions that should be handled by the other branches of our federal government. Both of these leaders have engaged in discussions with the president about a new immigration law that would effectively grant amnesty to the illegals already in the country. So Boehner is in on the fix. You understand that? Do you get it? They're not going to cut the funding. This man has done one thing after another to gut the Constitution. So don't go for the story that they're telling you. The fact of the matter is, there is only one way to do it, and I told you that way. And that is to write a new law to change the statute, period, end of story. Congress can overturn an executive order. It can overturn parts of an executive order if the executive order is based on a statute. Congress can change the statute, thereby nullifying the order. So if this clown passes an executive order next week to mollify Lahaza, he then, okay, has an executive order. And Lahaza can celebrate. They can dance all they want. Come January, Congress can change the statute. Do you get it? And that would nullify the order. So I'm trying to tell you there's a way to be done, but the cowards in the Republican Party need to do it. Because this immigration order would not be constitutionally based. They can terminate the underlying authority upon which the action is predicated, according to Congressional Research Service, according to a December 2011 report. So I did my homework for you. It's all in my book. The fact of the matter is we need a Republican Party, not the stooge face of the Republican Party. That's all. End of story. 855-47282, any topic but the dog now. Now let's go to the election. Here we come again. Now, if you think things are bad, you're right. They're going to get worse, though. If you think that we're living in a dictatorship of sorts, well, I can't disagree with you. Here's George Bush telling us that his brother Jeb is going to run for the presidency in 2016. Listen to 17. You're not going to believe this.
You know, it's a lot of speculation about him. I occasionally fuel the speculation by saying that I hope he runs. I think he'd be a very good president. I understand the decision-making process pretty well, and I know that he's wrestling with the decision.
Wrestling with the decision? Okay, now let's go to Mr. Bush at 18.
I think it's 50-50. He and I are very close. On the other hand, he's not here knocking on my door, you know, agonizing about the decision. He knows exactly the ramifications on family, for example. He's seen his dad and his brother go through the presidency. I would give it a, I'd give it a toss-up. I know this about Jeb. He's not afraid to succeed. In other words, I think he knows he could do the job. And nor is he afraid to fail.
So let's see. His dad was president. He was president for 8 years. So we're ready now for another Bush or another Clinton? So this is a dynasty. Now America's become a dynasty. We may as well have a queen. We don't need a president. Get a queen. That's all. Put a queen on the throne. We had a king now for 8 years, 6 years. King Obama for six, another deuce. That's an aider. So put a queen on the throne now. That's all. What do you need an election for? Why bother with the unwashed moronic masses who only want to use drugs anyway? Isn't that what Gruber said? Isn't that what he said? The people are too stupid to know what's good for them, so we'll trick them? What do you need an election for? Look at the waste of time. We just killed ourselves voting last week. And while you're at it, knock out the First Amendment, too. Why don't you limit what people can write? Don't criticize anyone in politics. That could be considered an act of war against the government. So knock out the First Amendment. What do you need to stir up the idiots out there for? Just drug them all. Give them welfare. You know, let them have barbecue and music, and that's the end of it. What do they need borders for, the Schmendricks? What do they know? Borders. What culture? To them, culture is swallowing a Prozac and taking a scotch. What culture? Language? They don't even speak English right, so what do they need a language for? Most of them are illiterate in their own language, so what do you need a language for? That's how they think, by the way. That's how the Grubers and the Obamas and the Podestas actually think. And if you think McConnell and Boehner are on your side, I got a nation to sell you. I got a nation to sell you, not a bridge. That's up for sale. The highest bidder's been able to take it apart piece by piece. Started with the television electronics industry. Remember how it started? You know, I'll never forget how this started. One of the things I like to do for entertainment is I like to watch movies at night. And my favorite genre of movies amongst many, there are many favorite genres, one of them is 1970s movies set in the New York area, and mainly gangster movies. I like the cars, I like the clothing, I like the lingo, right? And what amazes me that as late as the 70s, 95% of the cars you saw in the movies were American-made cars. And then all of a sudden something happened. The Japanese undermined our auto industry. The unions destroyed the auto industry here in America, by and large. And we had an invasion of Japanese-made cars. Well, the rest is history. It started, though, before the car invasion. It started with the electronics industry, and it started with them dumping electronics on our shores at lower prices than they cost to manufacture here in America, and so they destroyed our homegrown television companies. When have you last seen an American-made television? It's lucky we even have an American-made car at this stage. It's lucky we still have a Boeing, by the way, this trend. And then it accelerated. I'll never forget this. I was living in Honolulu at the time in the late 60s, and I was impressed with the fact that the Japanese tourists would be brought over by the 747 load, and then they'd ride on buses made in Japan. The buses were not even made in America. They would go to Japanese-owned restaurants, Japanese-owned businesses, and they wouldn't spend a dime that didn't somehow get kicked up back to Tokyo. That's what I was amazed at. I said, how are they allowed to come to Honolulu and not really be forced to, you know, use an American bus, for example? When did that law get changed? Shouldn't you say if you're here in this country, you got to ride an American bus? Well, okay. I was a dreamer. I was always a Boy Scout. What can I tell you? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The president has no authority to do this. It's against the law. Let's be clear. Immigration officers have told us if this goes through, it will be almost impossible to enforce the law in the future.
That's Leonard Cohen, an incredible song from 1988. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded and that the good guys lost, but we haven't lost yet. And let me tell you something else. I will tell you something else. This maniac can be stopped, and I'll prove it to you right now. Do you know that George Bush passed an executive order concerning fetal tissue research? And do you know what Congress did at that time? Congress simply directed that the provisions of Executive Order 12806 shall not have any legal effect. It was as simple as that. The executive order by Bush was nullified. So if Congress could have nullified, as they did, Bush's executive order on fetal tissue research, then this Congress, come January, can nullify this maniac's executive order on amnesty. Do you understand that? Now, if he and his illicit cronies act by executive order, using instead of a policy directive, the way he did the deferred action for childhood arrivals, then Congress would have the same authority to get rid of all or part of the president's directive. I spelled it out for you in Stop the Coming Civil War, the most important book of this generation. Read it, damn it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The president has no authority to do this. It's against the law. Now, let's be clear. Immigration officers have told us if this goes through, it will be almost impossible to enforce the law in the future. Expert economists have told us if we bring in more and more people lawfully into our country, giving them the right to take jobs, and every one of these individuals are going to be given a photo ID, a social security number, and the right to take a job in America. Jobs that too few exist and too many Americans are looking for. It's just the wrong policy, and it will incentivize more illegality in the future. There's no way to prove who are parents and who has been here for how long. They may have just come in the country last week. Maybe they're coming into the country because they have children in America, and they come across the border to be with them and claim that they've been here for a longer period of time.
That's Jeff Sessions, the last man standing. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. And Obama, the dictator, is planning an executive order in order to appease La Raza and the other anti-American groups, which will grant up to 4.5 million, maybe more, adults with U.S.-born children to stay in the U.S. Now, we don't know if they're really born here or they snuck in yesterday. He will expand the FIR action. It's a nightmare. It's an immigration plan that is made in hell. And it can be stopped. He is not a king. He is a president. And as I explained to you in the last hour, as I've written in Stop the Coming Civil War in the chapter on the war on our borders, there are ways for Congress in January to stop the maniac cold. His 10-part executive order is a fantasy. It's made up out of whole cloth. They don't need to impeach him. Let me start with that. They don't need to shut the government down. Both would be self-defeating. Let me be very clear. No impeachment, no shutting down the government. But there is something that the new Congress can do come January. Are you ready for this? They can overturn an executive order. I will remind you that President Bush wrote an executive order concerning fetal tissue research. It was Executive Order 12806. Congress directed that the provisions of the executive order shall not have any legal effect. That was the end of it. It was as simple as that. Now, what if the devious president and Podesta the snake choose to act not by executive order, but instead the snake advises him to use a policy directive? Well, anything is possible with the snake in the White House. So the fact of the matter is, this policy directive can also be overridden by Congress, which has the same authority to get rid of all or part of the president's directive. So what would happen next? Well, what would happen next is it would go before Congress, and Obama could veto that nullification of his executive order. But now we own the Congress. Yes, Obama could veto it. That would then require a two-thirds vote to override the veto. We now have the vote to override the maniac's veto. So a move to overturn an executive order at this juncture would fail. But in a few weeks, come January, it can be overridden. It can be overridden. And the president's unilateral granting of legal status to millions of illegal aliens would be nullified with a congressional vote. And that's the end of the story. The problem is we have McConnell and Boehner there. We don't have Sessions there. We don't have the new young bloods there. We have the old line sellouts running the Republican Party who are answering to the Better Business Bureau. That's how I see it. If you care to comment on the president's illegal actions to grant amnesty to non-citizens in order to destroy forever not only the demography of the United States of America, but the legality of the country, meaning make this a lawless nation, the phone number is 855-407-282. Let's begin in San Francisco on KSFO. Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I believe that Obama wants to be king of the world. I don't think he cares about anything. In the next 2 years, all he is going to do is tear up this nation as best he can, any way he can.
And all right, so he's going to start it by flooding America with non-citizens who will not learn the language, will not respect the flag, will not do anything that's really American other than suck us dry through the welfare system. And we'll be told every day that if we oppose them, we're racist, and they all come here to work, which you know is a lie on both fronts. But the fact of the matter is, I just shown a solution to that, a pragmatic solution. The new Congress can veto him. They can override him, rather, with a new law that overrides him. So let's stick to the facts here. Instead of giving up and saying he's destructive, which we know he is, un-American, which you know he is, we can stop him. There's a new Congress in town.
Yeah, but you know what? Every time we try and stop it, he comes up with another scandal, another deal, another whatever.
Well, on this one, this is a big deal, though. The executive amnesty, this is a big deal. So I've given you a solution. I'm not into hand-wringing. If I were into hand-wringing, I would have given up a long time ago. If you squeeze him, does he not squeal? If you tickle him, does he not laugh? I'm trying to tell you, he's just a man. He's not a god. He can be overridden by Congress. The trick here is to get that drunk Boehner off his... Okay, I'll stop right there. I didn't mean to say that drunk Boehner. I mean that nice man Boehner out of the cloakroom. Put down the whiskey glass and get to work. Roll the sleeves up. Well, then I played another couple of songs on the show today. I played... Leonard Cohen is almost 90. He's doing a number of hundreds of concerts a year. How does he do that? All right, stop. You know, when I heard this in the car last night, I was driving back from the city. And my Harman Kardon stereo system, I was blasting it with the windows up. One of the, I was like a kid in a car. So when I first heard it, I didn't know who it was. I thought the voice was that of a guy like B.B. King. I thought it was a black blues singer. And I said, I got to find out who this is. Who has a voice like this? My producer checked it out. He says, Leonard Cohen. I said, are you sure you don't have that wrong? He said, no. I said, I had no idea he had such a voice. But look at the lyrics. Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got the broken feeling like the father or dog just died. So I said, you know what? I got to play this tomorrow. Not only because it's great music, but because it tells us politically what's going on here. Yes, the captain is lying. Yes, the boat is leaking. Everyone's got a broken feeling. And everyone feels like their father or their dog just died. But I'm telling you that you're buying it hook, line, and sinker. We just won a landslide last Tuesday. Don't let the vermin make believe there was no election. You see, you already bought it like there's no election. You're buying into the media making believe that your vote didn't count. But you mean if the illegal aliens voted, then they'd be jumping up and down? All the drug addicts at ABC, CBS, and NBC and CNN, all the druggies would be screaming like we just had an election? Well, we did just have an election, and the good guys won, and the bad guys lost. And we have to force the representatives of the good guy faction, Mr. Boehner and Mr. McConnell, to pass a law which nullifies the executive order on January 2nd. It's that simple. Not January 20th. When the millions will start pouring in here, January 2nd, in the snow, in the rain, the minute they take power, bingo, nullify him. Then let him veto it and then go to Congress for the vote. And in a few short weeks, we win, they lose, they go back home, goodbye, take a walk, go home and practice your meatballs, Nancy. That's the story here. Michael in Boca Raton, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I always think it's really funny that they talk about disenfranchisement on the Democrat side, but then when they lose, they are willing to disenfranchise the majority of voters that voted against them.
Yes, and they say we don't count because minorities didn't vote in great numbers. You hear this? Do you ever hear any statement like this in your life?
No. It's like, the one thing I do, I respect your opinion, love it. I do think that though they should impeach him. I really do. You're saying...
Well, you know, I was originally for impeachment, but there's a better way. Impeachment would only alienate the average moron out there, while a legal maneuver against him, overturning the executive order legally, wouldn't even engage the average moron out there. It would just stop the illegal aliens from assaulting America. And it would also force the Democrats to go on record as to whether they're for the illegal aliens or for the Americans. It's that simple.
I know what you're thinking, but I think that he should be humiliated.
Well, I understand. Emotionally, I agree with you, but strategically, it's not the right move. Strategically, it's what he wants. Strategically, it's what he wants. He can claim that there's racism, first black president, evil white Ku Klux Klan impeached me, blah, blah, blah. And you know what'll happen. Then you got a 2016 and Hillary wins. No, no, no. You do it nice and legal. You override the snake Podesta. You do it legally, and that's the end of it. And you do it one executive order at a time. And by the way, if this snake gets away with this amnesty now, he'll take your guns away in 3 months. He'll go down the list. He will do everything he possibly can to destroy everything that you believe in. He will destroy truth, honesty, and the American way. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, we've been talking about the snake in the White House and his vipers around him in the viper's nest, wanting to destroy our borders, language, and culture forever with an executive amnesty. And I told you how he can be stopped. I'm not going to repeat myself over and over again. It's been done before. George Bush passed an executive order on fetal tissue research that was overridden with one provision. Congress wrote a new law that said the provisions of executive order 12806 shall not have any legal effect. That was the end of the executive order. So you can do that. It can be done if we had a Congress with you know what. And that's what the election was about last Tuesday. Would you believe it was only a week ago that we won? And yet, according to the media, there was no election. Okay, so we can overturn it through our new Congress. Obama could veto it. And then it would go back to Congress for a two-thirds vote. And in January, we have the majority both in the House and the Senate. And then every Democrat has to make a decision coming into 2016. Do they want to be seen as on the side of La Raza and the foreign powers that are behind this? Or do they want to be seen as part of the Americans, many of whom are out of work and looking for a fair share of the American pie? So the Democrats, especially red state Democrats, will move with the Republicans, and that would be the end of it. There'd be no amnesty. It's that simple. So Obama's not a king, he's only a man. There are laws in place put in by the founding fathers which can stop the guy, and it's only a matter of whether Boehner and McConnell really want to, and I'm not so sure they do. Here are some news stories I haven't yet gotten to. Big stack. Newsmax. Experts say a border crossing by Turks should raise terrorist alert. You see, four Turkish men crossed the Mexican border into the U.S. in September, and we fear, most of us fear, that they are terrorists, but the government came out in favor of them, if you can believe how bad it's gotten. The so-called head of Homeland Security, Jeh Johnson, said that they're not really terrorists, these Turks. They actually belong to the Kurdish resistance, and they're here to help raise money to fight the Islamic State. So Homeland Security covered up for Turks who crossed the border into America. That's to show you how far the takeover of this government has gone. There's another story I haven't gotten to. Russia plans long-range bomber flights near U.S. shores. Thank you, President Obama. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for calling him Hitler. Russia prepares nuclear surprise for NATO. Are you ready for this? Yes, they're developing new nuclear weapons. At the same time that Obama has gutted the military command structure in the nuclear arm, in the nuclear weapons industry, and has downplayed the importance of nuclear weapons, Moscow is increasing the strategic value of nuclear weapons. He's killing us virtually at every level. Here's one for the Queen of America. Michelle Obama scored $70,000 in jewelry from the Brunei Queen. Did you hear that one? Now, what if it was Mrs. Bush who took a $71,000 gift from somebody? Tell me if you would have heard it on NBC. When Tom Brokaw was there in front of his mirror, in love with himself. The Queen of Brunei gave First Lady Michelle Obama $71,000 worth of jewelry in 2013, just one of numerous high-priced gifts the White House family scored from foreign leaders in recent months. Other top-of-the-line presents to the so-called First Family included an Azerbaijani rug worth $6,500 for Presidente Obama from that nation's ambassador. I almost said that nation's ambassador. That's very funny. You're no longer an ambassador. You're an ambassador, which means he makes you on the spot if you give him a rug. A silver platter with engravings of all the world's major cities, as well as their global positioning coordinates and distances from Qatar, valued at $6,500. The First Family also grifted out a full felt-mounted zebra skin. Gee, I thought he was an animal rights activist. He grifted a felt-mounted zebra skin, a painting and a sculpture worth $4,000 from Tanzania's president, and they also grifted a $4,000 brown upholstered chair from the Prime Minister of Singapore, the State Department report. But Mrs. O's gift was by far worth the most, according to CBS. The Queen gifted to her directly a flower-shaped pair of white gold earrings, matched ring and necklace, all studded with yellow sapphires and diamonds. $70,000 worth of gifts to the First Lady, Michelle Obama. How do you feel about that one? No comment, because she's not a white woman named Mrs. Bush, is that it? You mean anything goes? You're so intimidated by these BS artists that you have nothing to say. I guess that's the way it is. Intimidation works, according to the snake.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Now,
my baby's John Lee Hooker. One of the greats. Playing a little blues music on the Savage Nation, only because I want to. One B up. Yep. Hey, this guy was born in 1917. He died in 2001. If he could go to that age, and Leonard Cohen's singing at 90, and B.B. King is almost 90 and performing 300 times a year, I think I'm going to stay in radio another 30 years. No, these guys are my inspiration. I'll tell you the truth. Listening to these guys and seeing how talented they are, I mean, it makes me wish I had a musical gene. I don't. I do not have a musical gene. I wish I could sing. I probably could sing, but I don't. I have the voice of a singer, but I don't sing. My voice is that of a singer. I get it. Maybe I'll pick up singing one of these days. I've done a rap song or two on the show over the years. People loved it, but I never went into it. I was good at it when I made it up on the spot. But you listen to musicians who are this good, and you have to ask yourself, is there more in life than the two dimensions of radio? I mean, the truth is, I'm not knocking radio. I love radio. You listen to me on radio, and you're listening to them on radio. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the way it's being talked about and what everyone's talking about every day, the same way every day. It's impossible. We just had an election. There was a landslide. There was an earthquake. We have a dictator in chief. It's not my job to do anything about it. It's the job of the gullet, McConnell, and the drunk, Boehner, to do something about it. It's their job. What do you want from we the people? We elected you, you morons. Go and do something about it. Don't ask us to do anything. We did it already. So that's why I'm doing music right now. And we'll do what we have to do on the show to keep you informed of the news. But my God, you think I'm going to every day get up here, Democrat, Democrat, liberal, 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 Democrat, progressive, liberal, progressive, progressive, not good, liberal, not good, liberal, not good, progressive, not good, progressive, not good. Why? Big government, no good. Big government, no good. Big government, no good. Big government, no good. Liberal, no good. Liberal, no good. Progressive, no good. Progressive, no good. That wasn't too bad. That was a good rap. I just need to put some keys behind it. We got to get some keys behind that one. Well, I just got it out of my system. Everybody knows that I got it out of my system. Now let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation. Let us go. Where's this? Oh, here we go. Connecticut, WDRC Radio. Devin, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I went to go visit my father today, and your name actually came up. We catch you when we can. And we happened to both catch the program a couple days ago on Good and Evil. And it just sparked the greatest conversation between me and my father. So I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Oh, the show I did on Monday was a one-off, best show of all time on the What Does the Devil Make You Do That You Don't Want to Do? Is Does Satan Exist? Do You Believe the Devil Exists? That one.
Yeah, it just sparked just a great, almost philosophical slash conversation on.
So, how do you feel about me playing B.B. King today and Leonard Cohen and John Lee Hooker?
Together that much closer. So, thanks, Mike.
All right, didn't hear a word I said. Thank you very much. As long as it brings people together and I'm having fun and I can pay the electric bill, what more do I need? And buy the occasional beer, scotch, bourbon. 855-407-282. When we come back, Don Grommet, the dad of the officer, the military guy, the soldier whose dog was ripped off from him by the Army. We're going to get to the bottom of this. He's on Fox News tonight, but you heard it here first on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Savage Nation across America and the world. The other day we did a story, Help Find Maddie, where a dog, a war dog, who fought alongside a soldier in Afghanistan was severely injured along with the soldier when one of the Islamo-fascist IEDs blew up underneath them. They both came home disabled, and the soldier flew on the crate of the dog all the way home from Afghanistan. I mean, this is just so heart-wrenching. He signed the transfer papers in Afghanistan under a law which would give him his dog. It's allowed to be done according to a law Bill Clinton signed. And he got back. They took the dog away. The dog tried to tear himself out of the cage, he said. He was ripping at the iron bars and crying and screaming. But the soldier wasn't worried because he trusted his army. He trusted the papers he signed. The dog didn't know anything about it. The dog may have known more. The dog continued to try and rip the cage apart to get out to run to his soldier. But the soldier wasn't worried. He trusted his army. Well, guess what? The dog is missing. And the lieutenant colonel, who was in charge of the transfers, told the father to drop dead, basically. The father is with us now. Don Grommet, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Don, where does the story stand today?
Well, I've recently found out that Lieutenant Colonel Vargas is not really a lieutenant colonel any longer. He's retired, that he is just a GS worker at the Pentagon.
Oh, he kept a nice little job over there for himself. I see. And does he have the dog?
Yeah, it's one thing after another.
No, I'm saying, but does Vargas have the dog?
No, he does not have the dog. He did adopt the dog out. Some of the things I found out was that a kennel that had the contract, a subcontract, to take care of military working dogs lost the kennel, and Mr. Vargas posted the adoptions on the Internet and got rid of over 100 dogs in less than a week.
Oh, really? And was there any money transferred in getting rid of the dogs?
I have no way of knowing that. All I know is it was a very rapid dispersal of military property.
I see. And the dogs were those who fought alongside our soldiers, no doubt. But your son doesn't know where his dog went. That's the issue, right?
Right. My son does not know where his dog went.
Okay. So the trail went cold. Now, Don, I have paid my lawyer to start the investigation out of my own funds. I have alerted my lawyer to file a Freedom of Information Act, but the Army's going to pass the buck and say they don't know what happened is what they're going to do. I'm listening, you know, my audience is millions of people. Website is about 2 million people a month in traffic. I'm asking anyone who's listening to this show who is a detective, a private detective. I had one such offer. To contact me through the Savage Legal Fund, which is listed on my website, and offer your services. If you can do it pro bono, that's what we're going to take. We need someone to go down to, where was this transfer done? Do we know where it actually transferred out of what state?
It transferred out of North Carolina, out of somewhere around the Fort Bragg area.
And that was all done this year, Don?
Yeah, it was all done in February. The dog actually went missing February the 2nd.
All right, so it's not that long. It's a kidnapped dog. They've kidnapped your son's dog, and the dog should be on a milk carton right now. Have you seen this dog? And so we put him on our milk carton, the michaelsavage.com website. And if anyone's seen this dog, he's a German Shepherd. He's a Czech Shepherd. He has tan legs, right?
Right, he has a tan chest and legs, and he's a pretty big dog. He weighs about 90 pounds.
Okay, and we don't know what state he might be in, but if anyone's listening to this show who saw a new dog appear in your neighborhood in the last 6 months or so, and the people are proudly saying they adopted him from the army, and he's a great trained military dog. Again, you can help get this dog back to its rightful owner by contacting Michael Savage only through the Savage Legal Fund, which is on michaelsavage.com. I don't have the exact address myself. I think we have it up there. I don't know where it is. Here it is, bottom right, Legal Fund. Sorry, your last action cannot be completed. I'm sorry. We'll work on this. We'll get it straightened out. We're going to try and get that dog back for your son, Don. Don, with all this publicity, though, are other people contacting you to try to get Maddie back to your son?
Yes. My phone has been just destroyed with emails, Facebook messages. It's been outstanding, the type of response that I've gotten from both the Michael Savage Show and the Maureen Callahan New York Post article. It's just been fantastic. I mean,
well, there's a picture of your son with Maddie that will appeal to people, and it's on michaelsavage.com. It's of the helicopter, the gunship. There's three men and a woman in the team up on top. Then there's two men on the bottom. It's your son on the bottom right, a husky looking fella. That's him, right?
Yeah, he's a big tall guy. He's 6'8", and
oh, he's 6'8".
Yeah.
But those Islamo fascists blew him up pretty bad, didn't they?
Well, yeah, his lower spine was pretty much collapsed in a IED.
Oh my God! How awful! How awful! You know, here's a man who gave his health for this nation. And the military steals his dog from him for a few bucks. Someone made money on this, Don. You want my gut feeling? Somebody sold those dogs for a pittance, for a few pieces of silver. They made money off this, Don. That's why it was done so quickly. But wait a minute. Isn't it true that that dog was taken at the airport by K2, the company called K2, the kennel company?
Hey, but they're just a contractor for the government. They did what they were told to do.
No, I understand. We have a spokesman for them coming on in the next hour on the show. But what happened to the dog from K2? Where did it go from there?
It went back to Fort Bragg.
So K2 only picked up the dogs, and then they turned it back to Fort Bragg?
Right, and then it may have ended up back at Fort Bragg somewhere along the line because that particular kennel, which is a very renowned kennel. They're not, you know, it's not like fly-by-night outfit. They have some very well-trained dogs, and they, you know, they provide...
I get it, but we don't know where the dog is. In plain English, K2 had nothing to do with getting rid of the dog, right? They did their job, to be clear, and then they turned the dogs over to Fort Bragg?
Right. They're not responsible...
Okay, so wait a minute. When they turned it back to Fort Bragg, where were the dogs put? In a kennel at Fort Bragg?
They are examined by the veterinarian at Fort Bragg and then evaluated by the military staff at Fort Bragg to see if where they're classified. A Cat 1 dog is a completely functioning military working dog who can be still deployed or used by police departments or federal law enforcement. A Cat 2 dog is still a working dog, but will only be adopted out to a police department and not a federal agency. And then a Category 3 dog is unusable either for mental disability or physical disability.
Now I'm getting worried. What was Maddie, a 3, a 2 or a 3?
A 3. Maddie was a class 3 dog.
Okay, so Maddie was disabled by the same roadside bomb.
Right.
I'm getting an eerie feeling. Did they euthanize this dog?
No, I'm sure they did not euthanize the dog. I just have the feeling that Maddie is still out there. Maddie is still alive. And he's being well taken care of by a family, you know, and the...
But doesn't this family know that that dog was supposed to go to your son, according to all the legal papers that were signed? I'll bet that family doesn't even know that.
Probably not. And you know, the adoption process really wasn't an adoption process as far as they went. They contacted Richard Vargas through an
Right, but why did Vargas get rid of these dogs so quickly? That's the one missing link in this whole discussion. Why did this ex-lieutenant colonel, why did he act so quickly to get rid of these 100 dogs?
Well, because when they did not renew the contract for the kennel that handles the overflow military working dogs, because they can only handle so many dogs.
All right, so Vargas was doing the right thing in his mind. He had to get rid of the dogs. He put them out there. But why doesn't he be nice enough to tell you who he gave it to? How hard would that be for him to do?
I don't think it would be hard for him to do it all. All you'd have to do is open up his computer, look at the records, and say, well, this is who has the dog.
All right, so we're appealing to General Dempsey. We're appealing to any higher-up officer in the Defense Department who wants to do the right thing for your son and for justice and the American way to look into this. I've been trying my best to do this without any legal acts, because if the dog is returned, it's over. But if the dog is not returned, then we have to use hard-fought for funds. We're going to make someone responsible for it. And if any laws were violated, we certainly would like to see everything followed to the full extent of the law, Don. It's as simple as let's find that dog for your son. We have no axe to grind. We just want to get the dog back.
I have no axe to grind. I just would like my son to have his battle buddy with him until such time as, you know, they both grow old, and Maddie, you know, dies of old age in the comfort of my son's home.
Unbelievable. Now, you're going to go on Fox News in 15 minutes or so?
No, it won't be until 6 o'clock tonight, my time.
And that's East Coast time?
I'm Central Standard. It's 7 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay. Well, you're going to tell the people on Fox News your story. Is there some kind of address you're going to give? What are you going to ask the television audience tonight, Don?
I am just going to ask the television audience tonight that if anyone knows who has Maddie or the person that has Maddie, to please contact me. There is still a reward for the return of Maddie to my son of $5,000.
Wow.
There is still the American Humane Association and my dear friend Robin Ganzert still will give a $5,000 reward and another military working dog that these people will never have to worry about giving back.
Okay, so we're not looking to hurt anyone. We're not looking to embarrass anyone. We're not looking to prosecute anyone. We just want your son's hero dog, your soldier dog, back. Period. End of story. That's the whole story.
That's it. I want these two veterans, because Maddie is not a dog. Maddie is a veteran. He may have four legs and fur and teeth, but he's as much a soldier as my son.
God bless you. That's amazingly beautiful. Well, look, Don, we're not looking for any credit here, but it would help for my audience if you mentioned that the New York Post and the Savage Nation helped get the story to this level. Maybe your appearance on Fox will kick it up to another level. We don't know the reach of any of these outlets. The Post is really a nationally read publication on the internet. This show goes to 250 stations on the best stations in the country, drive time on the East Coast. Fox News is national. I really hope to God that a politician steps in. Has anyone tried to contact John McCain?
Yes, sir, I have. I've emailed Mr. McCain and still have not heard anything back from him today.
No, he's busy taking his medication today, I think. But anyway, we're going to continue to raise the awareness, Don, and we're not going to let it go until Maddie's back in your son's home, okay? We'll do the best we can for your gentle giant son, who was severely injured fighting for us in Afghanistan. We're not going to leave anyone behind. In plain English, Don, we're not leaving your son behind, and we're not leaving Maddie in someone else's hands. We're going to do everything we can to get that dog back to your son.
Well, I thank you for all your assistance.
And if you need, and again, I'm going to put it out on the air. If you need any funding, don't be afraid to email me at any time. I don't want you to go out of pocket on this. We'll do the best we can. Thanks, Don Grommet. We'll try to find Maddie. It's 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Obama, the dictator, is going to use his pen to push through amnesty, which he, by the way, can be stopped. If you think that defunding his activities is real, you're living in fantasy land. On page 176 of Stop the Coming Civil War, I already covered this. So stop buying the lie from McConnell and Boehner that they're going to not fund it. That's a bunch of crap. And I'm going to tell you that it won't work. Because Obama and his henchmen, mainly that creep Podesta, are using sleight of hand to do what they want to do. There is something, though, that they can do. The power of the purse doesn't exist. It's a myth the Republicans are putting out to mollify you. What they can do to overturn an executive order, and listen carefully, because you're going to hear people saying, oh, he can refuse to fund it. Ah, bunch of garbage. They can stop an executive order. They can overturn parts of an executive order. If the executive order is based on a statute, Congress can change the statute, thereby nullifying the order. You heard it on the Savage Nation. It's in Stop the Coming Civil War, the plan to save the country. We voted, damn it. Now Congress has to act in January. I realize that Congress can't overturn this executive order in November or December. That's why this creep is doing it now, because he still has his corrupt cronies there to do what he wants. But come January, the first day, instead of all a ceremony, call it back in session, go to power, go to the mats, and change the statute. Day one, Republican Congress, change the statute, nullify the order. Then take it to the Supreme Court. The only instance in which this does not apply is if the president is acting pursuant to an exclusive power granted to him by the Constitution. But Obama's executive order on immigration would not be such a case. It is not constitutionally based. Congress has the power to repeal a presidential order or terminate the underlying authority upon which the action is predicated. Who said that? The Congressional Research Service noted that in December 2011. Again, you heard that on the Savage Nation. Do I have to teach Boehner and McConnell what they can do? No, they know it. They just don't want to do it. I'm trying to tell you it's all a giant game. The big news today, of course, is Obama's insanity and his desire to use dictatorial powers, which he doesn't really have, called executive action. That's the mark of a dictator, and a mad dictator, and a mean dictator. And he's in the pocket of the Mexican government, the Mexican lobby, the illegal alien lobby, La Raza, and all of them. They're anti-Americans, all of them. He has no such power. This election that just occurred was an earthquake because of this psycho. He cannot push 5 million people into this country illegally without Congress. The man is out of control. Now, if you think this is bad enough, you're right. But it gets worse. You want to hear what else is happening? Obama continues his purge of top flank army officers. They're cutting people out at the last minute to cut their pensions from, let's say, what they would have gotten if they stayed another day or another month and earned a captain's pension, and reducing them back to where they are at, which costs them a lot of money. These people are lifers. And mostly, this is what's interesting. The officers that he's purging are those who came up from the ranks, not those officers who went through West Point or other distinguished military academies. Now, what is that telling you? It's telling you that he's getting rid of those officers most likely to fight this government if they should pull off a civil war or a coup. That leads me front and center to my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. You think that it had its effect, and it did. There was a revolution at the ballot box. Well, let me tell you, my friends, your fight has just begun. If you've bought a copy, go and buy another copy and give it to someone who did not understand what this man is doing. I warned you in Chapter 3, he's conducting a war on our borders. Was I wrong or right? In Chapter 4, I warned you he's conducting a war in the U.S. military. Was I wrong or right? You need to stop this government's mania before it's too late, and there's only one way to do it. It's to do what you did before the election. Talk about it. You need some ammunition. You need Stop the Coming Civil War. I'm telling you, now more than ever, you need Stop the Coming Civil War. Everything I predicted this lunatic would do, he is doing, and he's just gotten started. You want to stop the coming civil war? Then talk about what he's doing and create enough of a groundswell, enough of a people's revolution in this country that even the Democrat Party itself moves to stop the madman before it's too late. This is Michael Savage saying good night and God bless America.